Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Stars Are Us with my co-host, astrologer, and a man of world knowledge, Joseph Anthony. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Maria, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, man. It looks like it's going to be a pretty hot New Year. Not where you're getting the new weather anomaly called a weather bomb or something on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's definitely going to be a high vibrational year, is what I'm calling it, a high vibrational year. And it seems like we're on that path to just changing everything, you know, weather, politics, our feelings, our thoughts, everything is on the table this year, Maria.
I know, it looks it. It certainly looks it. You know, I've been wondering what the countdown to 2020 was going to look like, but man, this is, looks like it's going to be a pretty juicy year, to say the least. What do you think about all these weather anomalies and fires? You know, for me, I'm at the point now where everything's a conspiracy.
Yes, I would have to agree with you there. Knowing what we know, and your listeners know, that none of this stuff is by chance.
Right.
I mean, some of it may be, you know, weather-related because of the Earth's magnetic fields that are shifting and all that stuff, yes. But I think a lot of it is being induced,
right?
Especially the fires.
Well, what about the East Coast? What about the East Coast? I had a report yesterday that sharks are floating up on the shore frozen.
I saw that.
And they said, don't compare it to Day After Tomorrow, which was actually in the report. Remember that movie? And I was like, well, what the hell else is it? You know, when that movie came out, I said, this is something real. But what I like is that they call it an anomaly. They've, you know, they got a new name for it. And it's kind of like how they're naming all these new clouds, which you and I know are all weather-engineered chemtrails.
Oh, yeah. And it's pretty disheartening when I come up here and I see, you know, go outside and I see all these clouds. Look, the bottom line is that they've known this for a while, for maybe 30, 40, 50 years, that there was going to be some sort of cosmic event that was going to change the patterns of the jet streams, the magnetic fields.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they always like to get in there and mix it up. This is why we had that clown Gore talking about global warming. It's not actually global warming, it's global cooling.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we see it. We see now what's taking place. But I would have to say 70% of it is probably being geoengineered. Okay? In other words, using the frequencies of the cell phone towers, satellites, and whatever else technology they have to manipulate the clouds, heat them up, and so on. So we haven't had rain here in Arizona for quite a while.
No, I don't remember the last time it rained.
Right, exactly. And then, of course, there is that percentage, the 30%, that is definitely weather anomaly. You know, higher vibration, changing the frequency on a natural level.
Right.
And I don't know if you saw the post that I posted yesterday on Facebook. Somebody captured these beautiful lights all around the world coming through the clouds, this light. And that just hit me.
Yeah, I did.
And you can
see it
on my Facebook post.
Yeah,
it's just incredible.
I know, it reminded me of the Northern Lights.
The Northern Lights, right, going through the clouds. Now, the strange thing is when I'm up at my gallery sometimes and the sun is going down, I could see it through the atrium. This amazing glow that is around the sun and it's bright as can be, you know, not looking directly at the sun, but the sides of the sun. And it's so thick. I've never seen it so thick. And maybe it's the chemtrails. Maybe it's something
else. Right. We never know. What I find interesting, though, Joe, is this, even this freak winter storm where, you know, it's snowing in Florida and whatnot, it seems to always affect the people that didn't vote for Trump states, especially those fires in California.
Well, look, they're using, no doubt about it, they, the powers that shouldn't be, beyond Trump, are using the power, using weather manipulation to divert attention from what's really going on. And from what I gather, and I've been saying this all along, Maria, it's the pedophilia control network that is running scared, because that is the biggest story in the last couple of years, in my opinion, that they fear the most. Because once you open up that Pandora's box and you realize that these kids are being used as sacrifices and they're, you know, they're drawing their energy and so on and so forth, you're opening up a Pandora's box of conspiracy. And of course, you and I and our listeners know this stuff already, and it's crazy. But the average person that gets wind of this is just going to just like, nah, that's not real. That's bullshit.
Right.
You know, I mean, well, the evidence is all over.
Listen, it's really funny. I'll tell you why. Because I've been sick, like it feels like for a year, from chemtrail poisoning. I have no doubt. And one of my close friends denies that it's chemtrails. But then he was leaving my house on a full moon, and he actually saw the chemtrails in the dark, in the night, because of the full moons. And he pointed up and he said, oh, chemtrails. It's like he had to see them being sprayed at night in order to be convinced.
Right, exactly. And so, yes, that is playing a major factor in our health. But I really do think it's the frequency manipulation along with the chemtrails, because obviously you're putting aluminum and barium and stuff like that into the atmosphere. So it's distorting the frequency. The thing that I got, and this is a few years ago when I was meditating, why were they trying to block the sun? And the reason was is because the frequency that's coming in is such a high rate that if they allowed it to come through full head on, two things would happen. One, those of us that are enlightened would be walking around like blissful idiots, you know, our natural state. And I'm joking, obviously. We would become so enlightened beyond what we are aware of right now. In other words, our intuition and our hearts would open up much faster and deeper, which is happening too, by the way, Maria. You know that.
Right.
And the second thing was that the average person would not be able to withstand the frequency that was coming in, and they would start running around like chickens without a head. And that's also what I see. So it's almost like they're doing this to control the population and to hold back the frequency that's coming in from the, you know, photon belt, the solar minimum, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And so, and I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing, but, you know, there's definitely a manipulation taking place.
Oh, yeah. You know, I just started reading David Icke's latest book, Everything You Need to Know and Were Never Told. And he covers the nanobots and the nanodust that's in the chemtrails. And, you know, nanos are self-replicating. And he says, whether we like it or not, we're all breathing it. It's falling on our food, etc. And that it's actually mutating us as humans, almost similar to in that old movie, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And once that 5G network goes in, it's like we'll all be attuned to it. This is some pretty sick shit going on.
Yeah, I can't disagree, because when I turn on my water here in the faucet, I'm getting shocked from my water. Okay? And this has not happened, you know, only in the last year and a half, 2 years, I've been getting more shocked from water. And we know some people around here have actually had their water tested, and they've noticed that there are higher levels of aluminum and metals in the water. And so you're right. Whatever they're spraying,
and I don't know,
I'm going into the water.
And I'm sure your weather is similar to ours. I mean, we're still having fall weather in January. We've had no winter yet.
Exactly.
And you know, and yet people from the entire East Coast is going to see a winter, so they say, worse than, they actually said the temperatures in Alaska were higher than the East Coast this weekend.
Yeah, well, something is definitely shifting and is being guided along. But even the numerology this year, Maria, and I put out a short video, as you know, with this, we're in an 11-2 year. which is a higher frequency to begin with. You know,
right.
So we are definitely, this year, are definitely going to feel more and become more aware of things. This really is an enlightenment that's taking place. And more and more people are starting to see through the illusion and are looking into all these so-called conspiracies that turn out to be, you know, actually happening.
Right. So, I call them conspiracy facts.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's certainly not theories. So when you looked at, when you looked ahead at 2018, what was the general feel of the year to you?
Okay, good question. Because of the high vibration, the first thing I got looking at the astrology and looking at the alignments and all the eclipses and stuff like that, high vibration, like this 11-2 year, mm-hmm. is going to increase the frequency.
Right.
Yes, a little bit more than normal. So it hasn't started yet. It'll start in February, where we just start feeling more motivated, or the drive and determination becomes stronger. And we're also becoming more intuitive. And so, like, our natural instincts are coming forth under an 11-2 year. Mm-hmm. And even the astrology indicates that, because as we start off the year, Uranus, the planet of innovation and humanity, is woken up. And so for the first 8 months of 2018, there is this feeling of new, need to change. We need to go forward. We need to, you know, clean up our act, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so the feel for the year really is about letting go of the past and making way for new ideas, values, concepts, belief systems, political structures, monetary policies. Everything is indicating new, letting go old, new. And in between all this, there is some good news. There's some feelings of happiness and contentment. This is because of Jupiter, you know, aligning positively to Pluto and Neptune throughout the year, several times throughout the year. So I'm seeing a year that just seems to be a little bit happier than last year, with more changes, more awareness and more intuition, mm-hmm. but also connecting with people that we need to connect with. And I mean that on every level, whether it's spiritual, whether it's romantic, whether it's business. The connection, when we're in the 2 year, we're always connecting with people that we just are on the same wavelength with. So I would say it's going to be a very social year, much more social than last year. Last year was more of a lower frequency, wanting to hide and lay low, not really wanting to socialize. But that's this is definitely going to feel like a different year in that regard.
Mm.
And but the big thing is really the value system that's changing. And we'll get into that when we get into Uranus into Taurus. But the value system is changing. And so it's like every year we're changing something on a lower level, on a subconscious level, I mean. And we're slowly creeping towards an inevitable change of society. And I think it's only going to accelerate from here. 2019, 2020, we're going to see governments completely change, or new systems in place. That's when Saturn and Pluto join forces. Mm-hmm. And that will absolutely destroy any old ways of looking at things in terms of structures, governments, religion, all of these places are just going to start to evaporate or dramatically change in some way.
Good.
And as we go in, yes, exactly. As we go into the 20s, 2023, 2024 is where we enter the amazing technology era. And dare I say, ET, UFO, discovery. I mean, it's already been put out there. Mm. They slowly leaked it. And I was watching the X-Files, that latest X-Files that just came out.
I haven't seen it yet. Season. I haven't seen it yet. Don't ruin it for me.
I'm not going to ruin it for you, but I'm going to tell you something.
What?
There is more truth coming out of that damn show from last season than this season.
Right. Well, they said they were going to take on aliens this season, so I haven't gotten to see it.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to it, because it's like, finally, this is real information that's in a television show
right. That's
coming out.
Right. More than you'll get in the news. Now, you say that this year starts with a full moon in Cancer and mm-hmm. ends the first month of January with a full moon lunar eclipse at the end of the month.
Yeah, I mean, the first month of 2018 is just screaming, let go of the past. Okay, we have right at the beginning of the year, the full moon in Cancer is about getting in touch with our emotions, and you know, we already felt that, but it's about connecting with those we care about and just moving on, you know. And then the lunar eclipse at the end, all lunar eclipses are bringing something to light and removing or letting go or moving beyond. Okay. And this one is going to be in Leo. So it has a lot to do with our pride, our creativity, how we're seen, how we're heard, our ideas. And so we are literally this first month of January saying, get rid of stuff that's not working, whether we're talking physical stuff like things, clothes, furniture, I don't care, whatever it is, friendships, you know, people, situations that no longer work. Okay, and move it out, because February's energy that's coming in is like, is basically screaming new, creative, break the old cycles, move beyond your comfort zone. Look at humanity in a different way. Look at yourself in a different way. Be irreverent. Be different. That's what it's screaming because of the solar eclipse in February.
Right. But you talked about the full moon lunar eclipse this month. That it could suggest big changes for the United States. Why the United States in particular?
Well, because it's a Cancer nation. We were born on July 7th, 1776, officially, and that's the sign of Cancer. Mm-hmm. So every Cancer cycle from the moon, especially eclipses, are suggesting that there's going to be another end or another completion or something new that gets revealed. And so this month, And a lot of this information, again, is not mainstream, as you and I both know. Mm-hmm. It's in places where you got to dig for it, and the so-called conspiracy sites and so on, mm-hmm. where there's stuff moving behind the scenes, revelations, the foundation of the United States is changing. The structure of the United States is changing. As you know and I know, and your listeners and the listeners know, mm-hmm. that there is a power struggle going on behind the scenes for control of the United States.
Right now, it's not just behind the scenes. It's in front of the scenes, too, with everybody turning on everybody, it seems, in the Republican Party.
They're all running. They're afraid. Who's going to take down who? Who's going to, you know?
Right.
That's what's actually happening. But that's an indication of the full moon and the lunar eclipse affecting the United States.
Uh-huh.
You see?
Yeah, it's like, it's madness. It's just madness what's going on. Between Trump, Bannon, Flynn, Trump Jr., Jeff Sessions now wanting to reverse Obama's policy on the federal government not going after, you know, legal pot states. I mean, it's as if they deliberately try to destroy the whole government, and I think it'll end up getting destroyed in the opposite way.
Well, I welcome any form of dramatic change right now. In the next couple of years, you're going to see it. Whether it's, obviously they're starting off with stuff that's smaller on a smaller scale, like going after states that legalize pot. That's in the scheme of things, in my opinion, the bigger issue is getting rid of the Federal Reserve, getting rid of the banking system.
Right.
That is serious business to me anyway, because it'll affect so many more people than just the pot states, you know? I mean, it's important to those people.
Right. They just passed the tax bill that's going to kill us all, and they're worried about whether you're smoking pot.
I'm so looking forward to the day where we don't have an IRS anymore.
That'd be wonderful. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
But, do we have an abnormal amount of eclipses in this year?
Not really. Each year we have a minimum of four and sometimes up to six.
Uh-huh.
Because they're smaller eclipses. They're not total eclipses. So, they're slightly different. This year we have five eclipses. Mm-hmm. And the beginning of the year is the first two. January the 31st is the lunar eclipse in Leo. And then February 15th is the solar eclipse in Aquarius. Now, that these two are setting the stage for the year ahead. But the middle of the year, Maria, is going to be the trickiest time. And I say this because the solar eclipse on January the 12th is in Cancer once again. And so it's going to affect the United States in some way, something new. New revelation, new ideas, new concepts. Maybe they'll get rid of the IRS, stuff like that.
Right.
And then, of course, the July 27th lunar eclipse is again in Aquarius, representing humanity, representing changes to our thinking, our fellow man, so on and so forth. And then finally, the last eclipse on August 11th is a solar eclipse in Leo, which is really probably the strongest one of all the eclipses, that is basically saying, you know, be more creative, be more loving. Realize that we're all one family. You know, that's the mindset behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes this so tricky is that we have Mars retrograde throughout that whole period. Mars from June the 26th through August the 27th will be retrograde in Aquarius and then slowly backtrack into Capricorn, which means as excited as we'll be about moving forward with ideas, there'll always be this hesitation. Am I doing the right thing? Is this what I really want? I'm not sure. Maybe. In other words, we'll overanalyze everything to death.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Even though the energy is saying, new, creative, go, no. You know, and so, again, there'll be this push and pull of ideas, concepts, you know, business, relationships of all kinds. So it's going to be the trickiest time of the year, I would say, is between June the 26th and August the 27th, with those three eclipses all right there, bundled up. That, you know, when they're that close, it just means there's a lot of energy building up.
Right.
And so we have a lot of energy building up between that time frame.
Right. So from May to November, and Uranus is supposed to be moving into Taurus. What does that mean? Because that looks like a long time, May to November.
Yes, and I'm glad we brought up the Uranus and Taurus, because that is one of the big events of 2018. Uranus will finally make a change of sign, you know, will change its sign. And in Taurus, Taurus is everything, and people could look this up, what does Taurus represent in the zodiac? Represents our values. It represents our money. It represents how we exchange, you know, our value for other people. It represents resources. It represents money in a broad sense as well. It represents the physical side of life. And when Uranus, the planet of innovation, change, sudden awareness, you know, shock and awe, this planet and Taurus don't exactly get along very well. Okay. So on the one hand, you have Taurus, the bull that is steadfast, wants things stable, wants to build. And then you have Uranus, on the other hand, that wants to destroy and change. It's like lightning.
Right.
When you think of Uranus, think of lightning. It strikes fast. It comes in, it destroys, it changes things up. And so poor Taurus, on the other hand, is like, I'm going to be stable. I'm going to, you know, build this, and this is how it's going to be. And I'll create a large amount of wealth and blah, blah, blah. So when these two, this transit between May the 15th and November the, I believe it's the 6th, it enters Taurus. And so everything to do with money, everything to do with our values, our awareness, you're going to start seeing people like dress differently and weirder. You know, this always reminds me of those people that are wearing the blue colored hair and the pink colored hair and, you know, loud jackets and, you know, stuff like that. That always reminds me of that. You know, Uranus energy. And people will spend money that they don't have or on things that they don't need, like the latest and greatest technology that does, you know, 14 different things and so on and so forth.
Right.
And so, but the financial system is absolutely highlighted. We astrologers are looking at the financial stuff going, okay, let's see the dollar change or collapse or... And a big example of the Uranus and Taurus is all this bit currency and these cryptocurrencies. You know, they're vying for interest. And so we have like six of them out there. You know, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum. I mean, this is where we're going in terms of money.
Right. Well, it's interesting you say that, because Ralph Nader put out an article this morning about how all these cryptocurrencies are moving us away from cash. Had talked about, you know, the cashless societies that we predicted, you know, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm pretty sure I saw something where Iran, I don't know if it's true or not, I didn't get to really look at it because I was so busy, where Iran and Russia were talking about dealing in cryptocurrencies and dropping the dollar.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, China has been the biggest investor right now in the Bitcoin. This is what's been driving the price of Bitcoin through the roof. has been mostly the Asian markets and people there dumping their dollars and their currency, their local currencies, and putting it into Bitcoin for two reasons. One, for obvious reasons, if their economy collapses or the dollar collapses, they retain their value. But number two is to hide their money from the governments.
Right.
So, but this is not going away anytime soon. And I agree with you. Yes, going away from the cashless society. And I mean, we know that some of this stuff has been orchestrated at the highest levels, you know, to push away from currencies. They've got the technology to even crack into these Bitcoins, even though it's very difficult because the bits are scattered throughout, you know, thousands and hundreds of thousands of computers. That's what a BitTorrent is. There's a little bit of information that's scattered all over the internet. Mm-hmm. And you only have, you know, you have the key to bring it all into one place. Okay, so unless you, you know, you give somebody your Bitcoin key or something like that, nobody could really know what's going on with your account.
Right. But when I was looking through your newsletter, you also said that this year will be all about serious business.
Yes, and that's the other planet that's making major changes this year, and that's Saturn. Mm. Saturn entered Capricorn in December around the 19th. And this guy is going to be with us for 2.5 to 3 years in the sign of Capricorn, the sign that it rules. And this means it'll begin to elevate itself and its prominence, and we'll feel it. Saturn in Capricorn is about our jobs, is about our responsibilities, it's about our structure, our foundation, each of us as individuals, but also on a larger scale with companies, corporations, religions, so on and so forth. And this planet, because it's going to be in Capricorn and close to Pluto, the destroyer, we have 3 years of major, I would say, restriction or feeling responsible or feeling that we need to do more. There's a heavy feel with Saturn in Capricorn. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you have to work hard. You have to put the effort in. To get rewarded. And like I said in the newsletter, Capricorn is a no-frills kind of sign.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, it's like, you want this? How bad do you want this? You're going to have to put the effort in. And only then will you be rewarded somewhere down the line, you see? And that's how Saturn works. It restricts you and it forces you to build a structure, a foundation, an idea, a concept that you need to build. It's like building a Lego house or something, you know?
Right.
And so it represents the limitations, but at the same time, it provides the structure for building something. And so what you're going to see in the next few years is this greater concern for jobs and work and responsibility, because as the economy begins to change or the monetary system begins to change, and we know in the United States here, I mean, the jobs are basically any manual jobs, I mean, you know, have been sent overseas, and we're more like the technology part of the world. This is going to become an issue because technology is very is innovating the way we do work and how we go to work and so on and so forth.
Well, you see how they're talking about, you know, universal income because of AI taking over jobs. And in a lot of countries, especially China, they got AI taking over all kinds of jobs. So, you know, it makes sense that people are going to wonder, what do I do? You know, what am I going to do? What do I do to make a living? How do I exist?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing is we're going to get to a point where, yes, AI is going to be, unfortunately, part of it. But we're going to get to a point, I believe, in maybe the late 20s or even into the early 2030s. Where AI is going to get so smart that there won't be a need to, you know, to do manual labor because the machines will sort of take over. It's kind of like the Matrix in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then people will have to change their value system and start realizing who they are. You know, food will be important, but I think we'll be changing our diets as well. In other words, we won't be eating animals as much, I believe. Mm-hmm. That's just my thought, because the vibrational increase, our bodies won't need that heavy food anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can only speak for myself. I've gone more vegetarian than ever before in my life.
Good for you.
It has nothing to do with age.
Good
it has
for
more
you.
To do with awareness.
All right. Good for you. Well, you know, it reminds me of that song. You know, you probably don't remember it, but there was a song in the 60s called In the Year 2525.
Sure, I remember.
And they did the countdown. And what you just said reminded me of that song. You know, if man is still alive, you know, if woman can survive. And it goes on basically to discuss the future. So, you know, whoever wrote that song might have had a an intuitive hit on the future. Now, one of the things you wrote that's kind of scary, but I can predict it, okay? I know we're headed for a depression that's going to make 2008 look mild, but you put in your newsletter, Saturn was in Capricorn during the worst part of the Great Depression in the early 1930s. And well, and here it comes again.
Well, yeah. You know, every cycle repeats some, you know, in 10, 20, 30 years, some a couple of hundred years. So Saturn, yes, after the Great Depression, and by the way, the evil bastards that caused the Great Depression knew all this.
Right.
You know, and they knew they, that the ball was in their court when Saturn went into Capricorn, that they could start buying up banks at pennies of the dollar and other businesses. And that's exactly what they did.
Right.
You know, the evil Rockefellers primarily. So yes, that's the last time it was in Capricorn. But the advantage we have this year, this time around, is we have technology. So in other words, we could be a little bit more innovative. We could exchange information at a rapid pace. We could connect with people at a rapid pace. Let's say, you know, you can't get to the store and buy food. You could text your neighbor or, you know, connect with somebody via the internet. And I do believe the internet will still be up, even though these evil bastards are trying to tax every angle of it.
Right.
You know, and you have to pay to go on sites now. I'm like, that, you know, if there's one thing that we should stick together on is to no net neutrality. I mean, just let the freaking thing be without, you know, all these taxes and fees. But anyway, that's when the dark net will just keep coming, becoming more and more popular and people start going underground. But my point being is you saw the example of what Saturn and Capricorn could do in, in the years following the Great Depression. You know, people were starving and there were no jobs and so on and so forth. It was all artificially created. So this is, to a certain extent, very similar to that, except that we have this innovation in technology, and I think we're in a different sort of era. And what I mean by that is, we know that the powers that be are running scared, or they're really concerned. So they're not going to play as much havoc this time around with Saturn in Capricorn. So this could be a time where we kind of reinvent ourselves and our economy in some way. I mean, the best thing that we could do for this country, if we wanted to get it started, is several things. One, you get rid of the central bank, and you have the government's, you know, print money with some sort of guidelines in place from the states, because remember, the states really have all the power, or should have all the power, to vote on major issues. So you create the currency based on a majority of the states voting on it, and you print money that way. And number two, you rebuild the country, because it's the best way to put people back to work is by rebuilding the infrastructure, the roads, and, you know, and stuff like that. And of course, creating some necessary charities in certain cities and so on and so forth.
Right.
And with real money.
But we would need a New Deal, which Trump is busy disassembling Roosevelt's New Deal almost every day. So do you think it's safe to say that he'll get out and we'll get somebody back in to actually do the things you're talking about?
Well, you know, my take on Trump, and I told you this, he may just be a one-term president and not want to run again. But again, he is, this guy in particular, out of all the candidates, all the puppets they had up there, this guy in particular plays a very interesting role, because he's part of the Illuminati, the so-called Illuminati, and, you know, the military loves him. So something's going on here where he's trying to cut these deals with the powers that shouldn't be, at the same time appease the generals. And so I think, I really do think that he somehow has the country's best interest in terms of, you know, not destroying the country on whether it's economic or social. I don't know what the hell his game plan is. And really, I really don't care, because the people pulling the strings behind the scenes are the ones that are really telling him what to do. And
well,
really
yeah, I mean, they're actively destroying every branch of the government, everything normal about this country, whether that's good or bad.
Right. So, I mean,
Joe, we need to take a quick break. Sure. So stay with us. Joe and I will be right back.
Spiritual professor is a name some of Maria's students and clients refer to her as. After a consultation or class with Maria, some have gone as far as calling her the Force or the Oracle. Maria is simply a woman, a mother, and grandmother who was born with a keen natural intuition. She's got a lot of life experience and she's a constant student herself. This is what qualifies her to help those who are on their journey and need some direction. Some students visit her in person, others on the phone or on Skype. Maria will work with you on your own timeline, guiding you down your best possible path. You can learn to balance the mind, body, and spirit in what seems to be a world gone mad. As David Icke says about Maria, Maria's the real deal, extremely intuitive but with her feet firmly on the ground. Out there, but down here, no bullshit. Whatever you need in this part of your journey is what Maria will help you with. She'll give you the tools you need to make the rest of your life the best of your life. See private consultations with Maria on the site at meria.net and pick the one that resonates with you. You are not alone. The professor is in at maria.net. Now back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to Stars Are Us with myself and Joe Anthony. Check out Joe's work at planetswithin.com. There's a live link right here. And like I always tell people, if you're going to any kind of counselor, you're going to any kind of intuitive, spiritual teacher, healer, psychic, astrologer, and they are not aware of what's going on in the world, you're not really going to get a clean read. That's the way I see it. Joe.
Yes.
Looking at, I don't know where to start. I'm stymied here. Saturn is generally, in my opinion, a bearer of bad news, okay? But you talked about something that I think is really important. And you said, if left unchecked, big business can become the new gods of the universe. Well, it looks like big business already is. Do you think it would get worse?
Yes, unfortunately, yes. And I said that because when Pluto went into Capricorn, this almost gave these corporations more power. Okay, because Pluto represents power, you know. Mm-hmm. Remember, we're talking about a symbolic language here. And so we noticed from 2008 how the banking industry and all these large corporations continuing to buy smaller firms and smaller entities and become more and more powerful. Right. Now, unfortunately, yes, the downside to Saturn in Capricorn could be that. And we saw this, or we're seeing it now, with that another evil company, Nestle.
Right.
Okay? This evil company just bought the company that makes Garden of Life, my vitamins, the ones that I take. So, you know, they are going out there and buying stuff that people know they're going to need and that the near future is going to be very important. Like Nestle owns all that water, all those water rights in California and in the Great Lakes.
Right. Well, their CEO said that water is not a human right.
Yeah. Talk about an evil reptile.
Demons.
There's one right there.
Archons. Archon agenda.
Yeah.
It's like exactly. They all are. And you know what? A lot of people are starting to notice, and regular people, not even people that know what you and I know, are starting to notice a lot of these politicians and a lot of these corporate whores. When they're watching them, they actually can see their eyes turn black. I mean, to me, they're so reptilian. I don't know. Even regular people are saying it. You know what I mean? People don't even know about reptilians. They're like, wait, I was watching this guy on TV, and all of a sudden his eyes went black. And a lot of the things I'm seeing posted online, different people, their eyes are black, and people are commenting on it. You know, that awareness and enlightenment can't happen soon enough.
Right. Well, this is the year that we're and we continue to see it, because the 11 year or the vibration, the increased vibration, will give us the ability to see beyond the physical. And that's also part of the intuition that's going to increase. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see, we're seeing more and more of it. We're seeing through the facade.
Right.
I mean, let's.
They probably want us all dead before we figure it all out, with everybody threatening nuclear war. Do you see anything to indicate nuclear war this year?
No, I don't. I do not see that. I've said that all along, Maria. You know that over the last couple of years,
right.
We're not going to go to a World War III. It's not going to be that type of war. The war is for control of the planet. And what this clown represents in North Korea there is we're finding out, and those of us that are digging deep enough, that basically North Korea is a proxy country for the Rothschilds.
Right.
They've owned it. They've controlled it. They've contributed. They have basically, gave them everything they wanted and said, you do us the favor when we need it, when the time comes. So all this posturing by, this clown in the White House and around the world is really to satisfy that wing of the political spectrum, that Rothschild wing.
Right. What do you see?
Play a little game.
Right. Well, you got the same thing going on in Israel that now wants to annex what little is left of Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
And do
exactly.
you see, how is all this going to affect the Middle East?
Right. But this is a perfect example of what we were talking about, Saturn in Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
Saturn in Capricorn will amplify these powers that shouldn't be to try and take in more and more power and control. On the other hand, Pluto is going to continue to destroy.
Huh.
You see? And so when you ask me that question, about Saturn and Capricorn and these corporations buying up, this is it. You see it right in front of your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Land grab,
right.
Control countries, resources.
Right. Well, a lot of those places in California that had those fires, in some of those counties, they're told that they're not going to be allowed to rebuild. So it makes you, who's going in for pennies on the dollar? I looked at Puerto Rico. And mm-hmm. after that event, which I believe was also weather manipulation, now the corporations are taking advantage of the Puerto Ricans that are there, over 1.5 million still without power, and putting them to work in slaughterhouses for $10 an hour, people that never even handled animals or murdering animals or whatever.
Sure.
And the corporations are delighted because to them they're getting, slave labor.
That's right.
So you always got to look at, who benefits.
That's right. We know how evil these large corporations are. Okay? We absolutely know that. And brilliant. They did a brilliant job of setting up these entities and to control the population and hide behind the politicians and entertainers and all this other stuff. And so we have to continue to bring awareness, and it will happen.
Right.
It will absolutely happen, Maria, with the internet and information and just talking to people.
Right.
We are beginning to see who the players are and how evil they are. And I tell everyone, I hate the statement when people go, well, what can I do?
Right.
Stop buying their crap.
Right. There's a place. I've been saying that for 20 years. Vote with your dollar, vote with your fork. It's all the only vote you have that matters. But as long as you're supporting them, they laugh all the way to the bank. You could protest till you're bleeding in the street. They don't care. But, Joe, I wanted to do a little backstep before we continue with 2018. 2017, I think one of the biggest things that came out of this year was the Me Too movement. Okay. Mm-hmm. Was there something astrologically to predict that women would finally come forth and take a stand?
Well, nothing specific, mm-hmm. but last year was a 1 year, which is about independence, it's about assertion, it's about moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really happening is, men are becoming more sensitive, whether it's been genetically altered in their food and so on. We know this is all fact, and mm-hmm. that our food and our genes have been manipulated, both men and women.
Right. Well,
because
we've got nanos thrown at us. Look, they got nanos in our food. They got nanos in our clothing. They got nanos in the chemtrails. I mean, we're mutating, and whether people know it or not, we're mutating, and we're either going to make it or we're not.
Right. So, but to answer your question specifically, no, there's not one particular thing that's doing it. I would say the eclipses from last year, played a role in it. But there's no one particular thing that seems to be moving this female energy forward. But in reality, with spiritual enlightenment, the feminine energy, which everyone has, is a stronger, more intuitive side of who we are, you know? And so it's natural to feel more of that energy and for women to feel more empowered in that energy because they've known it all along.
Right.
That they were the ones more in tune with the cycles of the planet. They were the ones more in tune with the intuition from birth. And so they're saying, okay, I've always known this. Now I'm going to move forward and do what I have to do.
Right. You know? Well, you remember that other old song, Age of Aquarius. When that song came out, everybody was like, oh, we can't wait for the planet to move into female energy. Mm-hmm. Do you see this as the beginning of that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're in it. We've been in it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you say female energy, I say more loving, compassion energy.
Love, compassion, intuition, caring.
Right. Exactly.
I'm not talking about women physically. Okay. Just the traits of the female energy.
Right. Exactly. The yin and the yang energy. So, yes, that's going to continue to be moving forward. Especially when we go into the Pluto in Aquarius era and with the Pluto in Pisces era behind that one, the sensitivity and the feelings and the emotions are all going to be at their peak.
Right. Well, so what I've been finding, and Joe, you're a perfect example, but what I've been finding is a lot of the men that I'm coming into contact with seem to be way more in balance with their male and female energy now than they ever were before.
Well, yeah. If you think about it, the entire existence on this planet in the physical 3D world is about balance.
Right.
Once you get to that place where you find yourself and you realize you're a spiritual being and you know how sensitive or how strong you are in certain areas, you become balanced. Everything in this 3D world is about balance.
Mm.
Look at a perfect example. Up, down, black, white, boy, girl. Everything is trying to balance itself. And so while we're here, the more you can balance yourself and realize who you are, the better you are. The better, life becomes. If you're too much testosterone or too egotistical like we have in the Middle East, for instance, look at what they're doing to the feminine energy there.
Right.
It's totally destroyed, And then you may have parts of the world that have the opposite effect. So much feminine energy.
Mm.
And I don't want to say where. I live in San Francisco, where there's a lot of folks that are gay and something, which I have nothing against. But, the feminine energy is so strong in those regions as well.
Right.
Know?
I prefer it.
But
I'm going to put a flower in my hair and go to San Francisco, which, by the way, had an earthquake yesterday, a 4.4 that I'm sure nobody reported or paid attention to. Okay, let's get back to, you mentioned a little earlier, and I want to get back to it, Jupiter and Pluto. I know you said Jupiter's moving through Scorpio, and I don't know if that's good or bad. But then you say that Jupiter and Pluto work together well this year.
Yes, because in astrology, they're 60 degrees away, which is called a sextile. So Jupiter remains in Scorpio all the way until, I believe, November the 8th. And then Pluto, which is the ruler of Scorpio, is in Capricorn. And so these two will work well together this year. And several times throughout the year, they're going to make contact, the first being April the 14th. Which is very favorable. It says this is something very favorable with regards to money, with regards to connections, with regards to business, with regards to our jobs, our foundations, and so on and so forth. And so they'll be, I believe it's three times this year. The other one is September the 12th. They make a positive alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just looking over my notes here. And then, of course, Jupiter makes a positive alignment to Neptune also on August the 19th. But yes, throughout the entire year, they are in a favorable alignment. So which leads me to believe that some of these changes that will occur in the financial sector and the job market may be beneficial to us this year. You know, surprisingly good,
right,
in terms of maybe making a better return, maybe an opportunity to open up a business, whatever.
Right.
I think in that regard, Jupiter and Pluto will help out quite a bit.
Right. Now, I know most people know enough at this point not to get anything new started on a Mercury retrograde. But you talk about a Mars and Venus retrograde that looks pretty long-standing from June to August, and you basically give the same kind of advice when those planets are retrograde to avoid launching anything new.
Yeah, and that's the tricky part of this year, is because of that Mars retrograde over the summer months, and then Venus going retrograde on October 5th through November the 16th. The 16th. And so these are tricky times because Mars is our motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're going into some sort of venture or new job or something and we're not sure, guess what? You're carrying all that negative energy in with you,
right.
You know, the uncertainty. And the same holds true in a Venus retrograde. This has a lot to do with relationships, also finances, because it'll be in Scorpio.
Uh-huh.
So I'd say towards the end of the year with the Venus retrograde, again, we find ourselves in, what are we doing? Where are we going? You know, what's happening to our economy? And why all these changes? We'll be curious, but at the same time, we may be a little sort of shell-shocked, going, I don't want to spend money. The one thing about the planets this year, with Jupiter being in Scorpio and Pluto in Capricorn and Saturn in Capricorn, is being more conservative with our resources or, you know, our funding, our money. And
right.
I'm definitely seeing that in the Sedona area. I've talked to other retailers, and they've all said the same thing. This is really a quiet year in sales, you know. And so this is part of the dynamics. So it's like almost like on the one hand, we have some favorable alignments taking place that bring us the opportunities. But then we have these other alignments that are saying, okay, let's be cautious and conservative with our money and not spend only on necessities and stuff like that.
Right.
See?
Huh.
So it's tricky. No doubt about it. It's a tricky one.
And how many Mercury retrogrades are we going to have this year? Are they always the same? Do we always get four?
No. They're not always the same. There's sometimes four. This year we have three. And they happen to be all in fire signs, which again affects our motivation. Fire represents action. And so since they're going to be in fire signs, again, this could slow us down a little bit. You know, thwart our progress, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see some of that. So again, I tell people, ride the waves. Think of astrology and these cycles as cosmic waves that come in, and you're on that surfboard, and when a good one comes in, you're riding it, okay?
Right.
And when it's not coming in, you're laying low on the board, waiting for a good wave to come in.
Right.
And that's how I view the astrology. These waves are coming in extreme. I mean, extreme heights, huge waves, and then they drop off and you crash to the shore and you got to get back up on your board again and just start paddling out to sea again to wait for another wave.
Right.
That's how I view it.
Right. I always tell people, don't swim against the tide because you're always going to lose. You know,
right.
When I was
exactly.
younger, that was my thing. That was my go-to, just Joe, swimming against the tide. If something wasn't budging, I was going to make it happen. And after getting slapped down enough, I said, yeah, it's time to go with the flow, literally.
Exactly.
So is this year, when you look at the astrology for the year, is it beneficial to any particular sign or not?
Well, the thing is, when you look at a birth chart, we have all the signs in our birth chart.
Right.
You know, because there's 12 zodiac signs and it's 12 constellations, and each constellation is ruled by each sign.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on your birth chart primarily.
Right.
But generally speaking, if you're a Scorpio, yeah, this could be a better year for you because of Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an Aquarian or a Leo, yes, this could be a better year, or wherever those planets or lunar eclipses fall in your chart, that's the area that's going to be highlighted and change or transform for the better or the worse.
Right.
And so these signs have a little bit more of a favor a favorability this year. Leo, Aquarius, mm-hmm. Jupiter, even Taurus to a certain extent because of Uranus going into Taurus. Mm-hmm. So a lot of Taurus are going to feel like they need to change something that they don't do very well. So.
Well, it's all very interesting and well and good. I guess next month we'll get back to doing, you know, just the monthly astrology. Mm-hmm. And if people want to know what your monthly astrology is right now, listen, Joe is doing a great job. And Joe, I got to tell you, a lot of people are commenting to me about your videos. So Joe does a great job of posting your sign and your information every month. I can't even imagine how much work that is for you, Joe. On his YouTube channel, and it's free. Go in and listen, learn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, thank you, Maria. And I appreciate that. And I'm going to be doing more videos because I, like many others, like yourself and many others, are saying, just get the information out.
Right.
Don't worry. Let people wake up.
Right. And, you know, and people have to remember, whatever you learn on this show or anywhere, try to put it in simple terms so people can understand what you're talking about. Because I think sometimes the information's so deep, people just can't wrap their heads around it.
Exactly.
So, you know, simplify, simplify, simplify. Or as my painting teacher used to use that acronym, KISS, for keep it simple, stupid. Then everybody got offended by the stupid, so he called it sweetheart. But I guess today that would be politically incorrect. Well, Joe, thanks so much. And, of course, I wish you all the best for 2018. And I'll talk to you before next month. I want to hook up with you.
Thanks. All the best to you too, Maria.
All right. Take care, Joe. Joe Anthony, check his work out, planetswithin.com. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Get your friends to support the show through subscription, donation, donate their first child. Anything will work. And I will see you guys on Monday.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.